Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. The preaching today is entitled, Martha, a Woman of Faith, Even Now.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Judeans had come to see Martha and Mary to comfort them over their brother's death. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. And Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. Yet I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask for." "Your brother will rise to life," Jesus told her. "I know," she replied, "he will rise to life on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she answered. "I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Martha, the expression of your faith, your phrase, "even now," a lasting legacy, began at the tomb of your brother Lazarus. Yes, the grief of death as you and your sister Mary mourned. Where was Jesus, your family friend? Word had it he was approaching your home. So you slipped out from the mourners, perhaps with a cup of water and the greeting, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Yet even now, I know God will grant whatever you ask." In your depths of desolation, an encounter opened your heart, and the resurrection and the life was revealed to you. Your spontaneous and loving expression of faith followed. "I have come to believe you are the Christ, the Son of God." You sealed your faith in the life of who came late as you experienced what it is to believe. You had trusted your friend would come, and in your deepest grief and vulnerability, you spoke your faith. You, Martha, who were known as the woman of action, while your sister Mary was considered the contemplative, even now showed us how to combine both aspects of faith and love together with actions in the one called friend. Your name, Martha, means faithful, a faith that far extends our understanding of woman's work in the home. Yes, you were a woman who knew how to offer hospitality, how to treat a guest. Your faith calls you, though, beyond your everyday tasks and your deep grief. Death is the last mystery and makes us ask God the difficult question, why? Why this loss and unbearable pain? You, Martha, were the image of expectant faith. "Lord, it's been 4 days." And Jesus, your friend, ordered the stone to be rolled away. "I do believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world. God and Jesus accepted the hospitality of a family who knew how to grieve and how to believe. And for this, we give our deepest gratitude. Amen.